Malcolm. Hello, friend. I'm hearing an echo. I'm in an echo chamber? No, now it's gone. Okay, we're good to go. Hello, friends. It is Saturday, March 23rd, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And I'm broadcasting from, well, the sunny Chicago suburbs. I'm delighted that you have decided to join me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I highly recommend that you also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. I do not access my regular email address during the program, so if you have questions or comments during the program, just email those questions to comment@spingola.email. Or if you inadvertently add an S at the end of comments, I will still get it. I also invite you to join our very friendly Spingola Speaks chat room at spingola.chatango.com. That's chatango.com. Spingola.chatango.com. If you wish to review the names of the guests that I have had the pleasure of interviewing on this program, just visit spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, it's on the left, and there you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on the program. You will find links to their information. You will find all the information that is relevant to getting in touch with the guests or seeing their websites or seeing their books or whatever information that we give on the program, you will see in those links. And I also have links to future guests. And anyway, on to today's program. My guest today is Tony Pantelleresco. And that is Pantelleresco. He has several websites. I have them listed on the aforementioned website, the schedule page. If you go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button on the left, and you will see all of these websites that Tony has, plus his YouTube user channel, and more information about Tony than you probably ever want to get. Right, Tony?
I hope so. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm here.
Well,
Sometimes. That's good.
I'm very happy that you've joined us today. You're always very entertaining as well as very informative. And you sent quite a few little notes and links to me, which I'm always interested in receiving. And one of the things that you sent out recently was about silica, which we have talked about in the past, and there's a reason for that. Years ago, when we had the first conversation about diatomaceous earth and bentonite clay, I immediately stopped using it. Before that, I thought I was doing something really good. And I think that's applicable to a lot of things that people do that seem good, that have been promised, that they have been promised that, oh my goodness, this will make you strong and virulent. You know, just really all these promises when actually they're pretty bad for you. Correct?
Well, that's the theme of the health food industry. It's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings. You know, bullets will bounce off you. You know, you're faster than a speeding bullet. you know, you're going to be a porn star. You're going to have an extension. You're going to have bigger breasts, tighter butt, six pack, bigger shoulders. You're going to be, you know, living forever, life extension, you know, and you get, and everybody gets caught up in the theatrics and a lot of this stuff. But the thing is, nobody reads and nobody researches. And because of the nature of what I do in research these days with nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, frequencies, and a whole variety of different things, when I look at what's going on today with the C60 and now the silica again, they're rebringing that up, the hydrogen stuff that they're selling. And when you connect the dots, the frequencies, and why they're propagating these products, they're again doing this by design, so that when they hit you with a terahertz frequency, the C60 holds the hydrogen, the hydrogen products helps in the releasing of the hydrogen, the terahertz hits our bodies on the inside, breaking the cells down, releasing the oxygen and the hydrogen, which amplifies a terahertz frequency, which is actually two forms of electromagnetic frequencies. One's microwave and one is infrared, which then allows it to permeate and penetrate through you 9 centimeters, or about a little bit over 4 inches. So when I hear these things today, I'm like you. You know, I've been at this for a long time, and, you know, same thing. I've heard all the stuff. I've heard all the wonderful things about all the clays, which also have silica. A lot of them have silicates in them, have aluminum in them, have lead in them, you know, and they don't tell people that, and they say, oh, you can't absorb it. It's a word-crafting play on words. Yes, you can't break it down through normal channels. You don't have the acids in the body or the bacteria or the enzymes to break down these components. But what they don't tell you is that because these things are on a nanoscale, they can permeate through the colon, embed themselves in your tissues and your joints and other parts of your body, and then in the case of silica and some of the other components like aluminum, can start to assemble in the body because of the other nanocomponents. And silica doesn't even need a frequency to activate its assembling process. So when you, and it's a superconductor as well. And then when you add the carbon C60s and all these other wonderful nonsensical things that they're getting into people, which, again, this is the interesting thing. Again, it's all about theatrics and cartoons. You watch one YouTube study and you propagate a product on one study, which in my mind is a completely insane, when there are over 210,000 toxicology studies on the very thing you're marketing. Something is wrong with that concept. And yet, this is what people do. They follow this, the television programming, or the mind control, if you will, or the possession, and they watch this and they get sold on this theatric. I even tell people, don't believe me either. Go follow through what I'm saying. See what if I'm saying has any validity. Don't follow me at all. If I make a mistake, I'm going to go down. You're going to go with me if you follow me. But if you at least take the initiative to research your own information. And like, even on my website, I've got things on the C60. I haven't had a chance. I was thinking about putting up a site. I got about 12 different documents validating that silica is just toxic. It doesn't remove aluminum out of the body like they say either. That's a lot of horse hockey. It, like I said, shuts down cellular communication. It breaks down. People tell me all the time, well, I've used the silica and had my hair and nails grow. They're using either oat straw, horsetail, or bamboo. And I tell them all the time, is that all you consumed for your hair to grow? Because if you look at those elements in those plants, it's not just silica in those plants. They're loaded with other nutrients and other cofactors as well. So it's not the silica that's causing the hair to grow. It's those other cofactors. And I can put anybody to the challenge on that. Go get yourself some gelatin, any form. It doesn't matter if it's bovine, porcine, poultry, or aquatic. Use that with 1,000 milligrams of MSM. Do that 5 times a day in any beverage you choose, coffee, tea, or whatever. Do that 5 times a day, and then call me up in 10 days. 15 days. And tell me about your hair and your nails. You will see the same thing. So it's not the silica doing it. So again, when we're looking at all these themes are being propagated, I'm telling people now, pay attention to what they're selling in correlation to the frequencies. Because the big thing they tell you about, they say carbon C60 and even the shungites and other things that they're telling you. Shungite is carbon C60. Don't wear that on the skin. Don't have that on you and directly connected to you. If you have that away from you, if you have a big enough chunks around the house, it may have some effect, but don't wear it, don't consume it. The thing they tell you is, as long as you're not around other frequencies, you won't have to worry about it being activated. We're being hit with over 1,000 different frequencies daily.
Right.
There's no escaping that. So it's like I said, it's ludicrous, some of the nonsense that's being propagated today, and we're calling it healthy.
It's really unfortunate, and you brought up a situation about programming. And we all grew up on television, watching television, and so it's very easy to employ a YouTube video to continue, well, programming people to accept things that aren't true. And people, typically, we have more people who prefer to learn things visually from a YouTube video than we have people who want to read a book. And, well, go ahead.
I agree with you. I agree with you totally. But that's just it. YouTube has some good stuff on it. I'm not knocking YouTube. And there's a lot of things you can learn from YouTube. I learned a lot of things myself. But like anything else, I test what I look at. I don't just see something on the YouTube and say, oh, yeah, that looks like it's real. I will test it. And to validate that, okay, I'll give an example. The other day I was watching a guy, he put up a round magnet, and he made a disc that with nails on it that would spin, and he attached it to a light. So when he put the magnet to it, the light lit up. But when he moved the magnet away, while the thing was still spinning, the light wasn't working. So it was a gimmick. What he did is he had the unit on a box, and then on the box, there was some sort of power source that when the magnet drew to it, it activated the power source, which turned on the light. But when he took the magnet away and the thing was still spinning, which should have, theoretically, if it was connected to a magnet or between two magnets, it should have conducted electricity. So this thing was a complete farce. You know, it was bogus. It was bunk. And the guy did this in order to sell, you know, to sell whatever. So like I said, there's a lot of stuff like that as well. And unfortunately, in the health food industry, in the health food and in the supplement industry, we have a lot of this crap going on. You get a doctor or somebody that comes on and talks to you about all the wonders of vitamin from A to Z, 1, 2, 3, and all the other things. And what winds up happening is they sell you products that are loaded with excipients that neutralize those vitamins. This is horrendous what's going on. And people are paying good money for these supplements and not getting any benefit out of them.
Right. I really stopped using purchased supplements some time ago. And I now do my own. If I'm going to have a capsule of something, I want to know exactly what is in that capsule. And I got a capsule machine that will create 100 capsules in one shot. It's made in China, but it works. It really works. And the other thing, too, is that I believe that people, if they hear about a vitamin or a supplement, they say, oh, gosh, I better get that, and I better get this, and I better take that. And pretty soon they have all these supplements, and they're really not not being effective. They're not effective. And but people just run out as soon as they hear something good about a product. They run out and get it.
Well, there's this other aspect to that too. A lot of times, it's like, okay, with the C60, there has been no test studies done on people. And in fact, the guy that is perpetrating is calling people the 6-foot brats that they need to study the product. Yet, and now this guy's got cancer. So this is the other aspect of this. You're actually taking a product with the concept or the thought that you are taking something that's going to enhance your longevity, it's going to keep you healthier, it's going to boost your immune system. But in all reality, it does the complete opposite, and in fact opens you up to frequency assaults, you know, voice to skull technology, or genetic damage, DNA damage, mitochondrial damage, and the list goes on and on. And so this is the other thing. And now with the latest thing, because all the health gurus will jump on, it's going to jump on it sooner or later, because again, they're idiots, most of them, will jump on the fact that you're going to get a nano delivery method, or you're using a pico product, something that's on a pico level. These things are lethal to us. We do not have the means to regulate these things. They accumulate in the system and they don't come out, and they cause an overwhelming amount of damage and discommunication with the body. And I just had a picture sent to me, somebody who's got a cancer in the head, and when I looked at it, that was all nano. The nano had saturated in this person's skull and started basically breaking down his skull. Anyway, this is going on more and more, and people are breaking down more and more internally. Now, you may not see the outward appearance like this fellow had, because he was in a very, very, very advanced stage. But nonetheless, it's going on, and that's the biggest complaint you're getting. Pain, they can't move, less mobile. They don't know what planet they're on. They can't think. They're losing track of focus. All kinds of things that are happening today as a result of being exposed to nano poisoning and whatever. And it is already being introduced into the supplement industry. It's already in the pharmaceutical industry. It's in the prescription drugs. It's in the vaccines. And this will now be perpetrated in this industry more rapidly as a selling feature. You know, they're already doing it with nano silver, nano gold, nano iodine, nano copper, and these are lethal in a nano stage. On a micron level, they work. On a micron level, they benefit. When we're talking nano, we're talking a completely different animal. We're talking completely different laws of physics. And we're talking things like silica, which is on a nano scale.
Right. It's tiny.
Yeah, it's on a nano scale. So when you're taking that dimatious earth, okay, like I say, it's a word game or a word play. You can't break it down. Correct. You have no way of breaking that down. You know, you have no acid in the body that will break down silica, but it is small enough to penetrate the colon, stomach lining, the esophageal lining, and translocate throughout the body. It can lodge itself in the brain, spine, spleen, the skeletal structure, and then begin its collection and assembly.
Yikes. Alrighty, basically you're consuming sand or dirt, nanoparticles.
Glass,
okay. Well, that's great. Okay, we're going to cut to a quick break and we'll be back next.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back, and our guest today is, and I posted that link you wanted in Skype in both your personal Skype. Okay, you got it. Okay. Our guest today is Tony Pantelleresco, and he has several links which I have posted in the on the schedule page, in the, on the schedule page, which you will find at spin.com. And hopefully you will also join us in the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. All righty. We were talking about silica, and at the when we were going to break, you said essentially silica or diatomaceous earth is really, you're just consuming glass, correct?
That's all it is. Just glass. Think about it. I mean, they say it's diatoms and from animal product, but whatever. But what is silica made out of? Sand. What's sand? Sand. What did they do with sand? They make glass out of it. So basically, the theme, okay, it's an insecticide. It's a rodenticide, basically. So they use it so that when these animals either consume it or walk on it, it's supposed to cut them and shred them to pieces, which is with the ants in my neck of the woods, it doesn't do that at all. So the idea is when they eat these things, it literally goes into their guts and shreds their insides. So that's the idea behind it. This is why they put this also on your crop. If you go to my website at augmentinforce.com, and there's a link in the nano transformation link, where there's a silica link on it, and you can see all the food that they're spraying the silica on. It's just about in everything you can imagine. All the grains have it. All the lentils have it. All your dried vegetables like your peas and corn all have it. They're putting it in the field. I mean, the people are eating it. So, I mean, this shoots down the theory that these people that are taking these silica products are having any merit or benefit, because they're, I mean, it's in all the bread products you're buying. It's in all the, like I said, the frozen vegetables you're buying. It's in a lot of the fruits that you're buying at the store. So you're getting your silica. So
now silica comes under various names: diatomaceous earth, bentonite clay. What else? What else do you call it?
Bamboo, horsetail, oat straw. It's also under zeolite, I believe, has it in it as well. Like I said, a lot of things that they're some things have a combination of the silica and aluminum together. So much for removing aluminum out of the body. It works with aluminum. Like I said, when we're looking at these things today, see, I'm in a position where I'm an old ancient, you know, dinosaur from way back. So I've been around the health food industry for quite some time. So, I mean, I've been doing what I'm doing it for over 40 years almost. So I can have a gauge of what we had and what we have now. And I can also gauge what has been sold before and what's being recycled again. And it has gone through like four types of recycling, if you will, where they've taken a product in the past, sold it, it died down, it lost its thunder and lightning, and so then they bring it back again later on, and then they, again, it goes through a phase, just like soy. Soy came around in the 60s, it died down, they brought it back in the 70s, it died down, they brought it back in the 80s, it died down, they brought it back in the 90s, and it pretty well stuck around for quite some time, but it's not as popular as it once was, because people have woke up finally to the fact that soy is just no good. Okay, we're talking about coconut oil, saturated fats being toxic and lethal. All of a sudden, they became accepted. Now they're saying they're bad for you again. Why is that? See, when you hear stuff like that, and it goes in through waves and cycles, you have to ask yourself this question. Why are they stopping telling you now that something is no good when it's always been good for you? Cholesterol has never been a health issue for anybody, ever. Cholesterol, when they designate cholesterol as a high and low cholesterol, that's a lot of horse hockey too. There's no such thing as a high and low. Those are proteins, and those are protein markers. Cholesterol is just cholesterol, but this is how the pharmaceutical industry got their grips on people, because, again, through ignorance. But if you look back in 1939 and you look at the research on cholesterol, and the guys that actually did their actual research on it basically stated that you could take a pound of butter, consume the whole pound, you'd crap half of it out, and the body would use the rest, and your cholesterol levels would actually drop, not go up. So something else was causing the cholesterol to go up.
Wow. Alrighty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention.
Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
We're back. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Tony Pantelaresco, and all of his links are on the schedule page. The schedule page is at spingola.com. Click the button on the left that says radio schedule. Click the appropriate year and month, and you'll get all of Tony's links. Okay. What are we talking about? And also visit the chat room. Now, wasn't it true that, or isn't it true that as soon as they could, didn't the pharmaceutical industry kind of take over the vitamin supplement industry, or at least infiltrate it?
For quite some time.
Right.
For quite some time. I mean, while back in the 60s and 70s, there was an actual distinction between supplements being bought in a health food store and supplements bought in a drugstore. And the drugstore supplements had a ton of excipients in it, which, you know, you look at one of the more advertised brands in the United States that's advertised on television. I won't say the name because I don't want to get you in trouble, but it's a big seller. But when you look at the contents, nothing but industrial metal being sold as a vitamin. Back then, there was a distinction. Today, not so much. All the top name brands in the health food industry, with few exceptions, have been compromised. Even the better ones that are out there, Now, I advocate now because I think now is probably one of the cleaner, better supplement companies. But even some of their stuff, you've got to read the label. You cannot just, you know, if you've been habitually buying a vitamin, you better start looking at the other ingredients in your vitamins because they may have changed the formula. Now, some of the bigger brand companies out there, some of the more affluential and more expensive lines are out there, just saying, you better start reading the excipients on these vitamins. A lot of them have not just silica in them. They also have microcrystalline cellulose, hypercross carmelose, titanium dioxide. They'll have natural and artificial flavors, which are aborted baby proteins. They'll have soy in them in various forms, TVP, HVP, AVP, HPP, soy. Some will have a nano delivery method now. I mean, the list goes on. Aluminum lake, you know. So, like I said, these materials that they're using today are basically designed to reduce the impact or the effect of these supplements. So, you know, and I advocate the Now brand all the time. It's one of the bigger ones I tell people to go to because it's one of the cleaner products out there. You know, Nutrabiotica is another one with their electrolyte. Their electrolyte is one of the cleaner ones out there. So there's a list that I do send people to, Bernard Jensen's and the Nature's Way chlorophyll. They're clean as long as you get the plain ones. The flavored ones is when they start screwing it up. But, you know, there's still stuff out there that you can get that has good value and is clean as you're going to get it. Now, this is based on, and this is all based on what's on that label. Now, this is the other thing, too. There are some things in that label, on those labels, they don't put in there. You know, sometimes there are things in those pills that, again, is not marked. So when we're looking at the supplement industry today, it's a prostitute. What it is, you pay, you get to play. So here we got a whole list of stuff. You walk in the store, and we got all the wonderful things that are going to, you know, put that red S on your chest, the blue underwear, leave tall buildings, the bullets to bounce off, so forth and so on. And this product here will cost you $99 million, but this one here will cost you 99 cents. And the 99 cent product is just as good as the $99 million one, but the $99 million one's been better packaging, better labeling, better colors and better advertising, so forth and so on. I'll give you an example. Years ago, they were advocating that citrulline was going to be the men's answer to ED. We're going to give you citrulline, and you're going to be like a porn star in the bedroom. Yes, way you go. Didn't do anything, and I looked, and when I heard about this, because some doctor was advocating this, I couldn't believe it because I thought, what the heck is he talking about? That's not going to do anything. But I was given the benefit of a doubt, giving him the benefit of a doubt. And so I went to look it up, and I couldn't figure out how they came up to this conclusion because citrulline converts to arginine anyway, and arginine is what produces the nitric oxide. So anyhow, again, this product costs you $25. Okay, $25. And arginine costs you about $6 or $7 at the time, probably more like $10 today. But you get the point. They were marketing a product, advocating that was going to do something that for $25 didn't do much, if anything. And the other one that for $9 did what they said it was going to do. So this is, again, a lot of times when you're reading these things and you're seeing things being advocated in the health food industry, you know, you really got to be careful. The health food industry needs to be revamped completely in the sense that they got to go back to the DSHEA, not the GMP. The GMP made the vitamins more like pharmaceutical crap, and they're not going to work. And a lot of people are already finding this out. They're spending good money on things thinking that's going to help them, and they don't do nothing, you know, or they're not working anymore or whatever. And this is the unfortunate reality. This is why I tell people all the time, go buy things in bulk and learn to make them yourself. Learn to understand what these things can do. Understand the nature of the chemistry of these things the best you can. And start experimenting. Just because you read something is going to do something doesn't mean it's going to, that's true. And sometimes these are just research papers based on a controlled study that won't work in the real world anyway.
Right. A question, getting back to bentonite clay. What if a person uses it in their homemade toothpaste? Would you recommend that anybody doing that? Or
Nope.
And why not?
Because, again, you're still going to absorb it. It's on a nano scale. Understand nano. Nano is so small, 1 to 50 nanometers will go through anything. Your teeth, your hair, your skin, your cells, your tissues, your organs, your bones, everything. And when you're brushing with this stuff, what you're doing is loading your gum line up with these materials. Then you get hit with frequencies. All of a sudden, you got a headache from hell. All of a sudden, you got some TMJ issue going on. All of a sudden, your thyroid's not working properly. All of a sudden, you're having mental issues going on. And that's because you've added lead, aluminum, and silica, and you expose yourself to this. So there's no point in doing that. You're better off doing oil pulling. You're better off doing the rinse that we show you with the baking soda and trisodium phosphate. At least the sodium and the phosphate actually can renew and regenerate the teeth and restore the gum line to some level. Vitamin C is what you really need in that regard too. So as far as using these things, I don't advocate any of them, period. There are better ways of getting toxins out of the body. Why not use a simple pectin? Pectin pulls radiation out of the body. Pectin pulls toxic metals out of the body. It can detox the colon. And if you drink enough water, it can give you the bulk you need in your feces to exit whatever has got to come out of your system.
Okay. Wow. All righty. I was just looking through the chat room. Oil pulling, and you mentioned coconut oil, which I use a lot of. Okay. You're cutting out.
When you and I were growing up, things were a lot different. Even the food supply was different. We could eat bread back then. You can't eat it today because it's either been genetically or transgenetically modified. And then again, they've added smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors to the grains. They've added silica to the grains. They've added nano silver to the grains. They've added, you know, whatever else that they put, they've irradiated these things. So, you know, we're not living in those days anymore. And even when you're eating meat, I don't buy my meat from the grocery store anymore. I go to a farmer.
Right.
I go to the grocery store, and what I see is a road map with some meat attached to it. When we grew up as a kid, the only time you saw fat, like heavy fat, was around the edges of the meat. The meat was lean and loaded with meat. Didn't have all this marble and all this white crap. And that's indicative of the animal being hit with high level of antibiotics and hormone. So why would I want to eat that? You know. So again, when we're looking at some of the things that, you know, we had back in our day and what's going on today, we're in a whole different paradigm today, and we're in one big experiment. That's how I equate it to. And our genetic code is being altered for a lot of different reasons. One of the things I'm seeing, it's being altered for, again, for artificial intelligence and integrating and interfacing with AI. All the technology is going that way. Smart phones, smart TVs, smart washers, smart dryers, smart fridges, smart cars.
Right, yes.
Okay. So we're all being geared in that direction. For us to interface with this technology, we would have to be altered in order to have a direct interface with this tech. DARPA was showing about 6 years ago, they were swallowing a pill, which was a microchip, and the stomach acid was powering the chip so that they could now communicate directly with their phone, with their cars, with anything electronic that had a transceiver technology. Now, why do I need this? You know, I'm perfectly capable of picking up a phone and dialing a number. I don't need to have, you know, to blink or do whatever to have access to my phone. I don't need to have that kind of text where I have to answer my, or watch a television show or turn on my washer and dryer. Why do I need this for? I don't need this. So this is what they're doing. And I've also got another theory about something I thought about. The theme has been going on heavily in the cartoon industry, the comic book industry, the occult industry, where a demon raises from the dead men and women and turns them into demonic soldiers or demonic military. And I thought about that for some time, because this would make sense, because the United States by the year 2030 are going to have more robots in the service than soldiers and men and women. This is the game plan that I'm looking at with the AI. So if this is the case, I'm thinking that they may be experimenting on men and women to become more demonically possessed or integrated with technology, so that you would be, again, this super soldier or this transhuman or whatever. Because why do we need to become transhuman? Doesn't make sense unless you're going to be using it in a stage of war. And we all know there's a spiritual war going on between God and the devil. And I've often thought, well, what role are we playing here? So I can see that mankind is being converted in this war to fight against God, because everything on this planet is anti-God. Almost everything on the planet is demonic in some form or some nature. The symbolisms are all over the place, indicating demonic possession or demonic control here. Even I was talking to a friend of mine. She was saying that even the symbols for in electricity, for electronics and for electrical materials, these are all old occultic signs from way back in the past, which we have lost the understanding of. And I thought, isn't that interesting? You know, these are all some satanic symbolism. So I'm thinking, okay, all this has been happening at a hyper-accelerated rate now, introducing artificial intelligence, introducing nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, XNA, all these things at a super rapid rate, compromising everything that we're consuming and breathing with this material. So what's the end game here? So again, that part of it would be speculation on my part, based on what I'm seeing and based on how I'm seeing the way it's going. Have you ever seen the movie Ghost in the Shell?
No.
Gotta watch that sometime. It'll raise an eyebrow or two.
Really?
Well, they can download all our memories and our thoughts and our processes when we die into a computer. And the theme here was to take somebody's consciousness or somebody's brain and put it into a machine. So the person was technically dead but yet alive. The machine kept it alive and the brain kept the machine going. So there was a direct interface between the machine and the brain. Anyway, it was again used for military purposes, as of course, right? Because you got to glorify war, you got to glorify, you know, Superman and Captain America and Batman. These are all glorifications of some form of war or warfare, super soldiers and so forth. So when you see that, you see the integration of man and machine, you're seeing that more and more and more in the movies. I saw another one called Upgrade. Have you seen that one?
Nope.
That one you got to watch.
I don't watch a lot of movies, I guess.
Well, you might want to watch some of these sci-fi stuff, because in there is where you see a lot of the threads that they're... Because you can... I see it in the research first. That's where I noticed it first, is in the research I'm doing. And then somewhere along the way, I bump into something or somebody sends me something. I go look at it. I say, well, what do you know? Science is now ahead of Hollywood. Usually it's Hollywood that shows us and science follows. But in this case, science is there and Hollywood is now showing us what science is doing. If you want to call that science even. I don't even know what to call it anymore. It's no longer science. So, but yeah, when we're looking at some of the things, we're in a very...
precarious situation.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah. I was listening to Elon Musk.
Oh,
I agree with him up to a point. I think AI is the most dangerous thing we are dealing with on the planet today, bar none. It's already running the planet.
Right. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Alrighty, we are back. Gosh, that sounded like the music was speeded up. Wow, it was still like panicky. Alrighty, our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. And to see all of his many, many links, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule page on the left. Find the appropriate year. It's right at the top. Just click on March. March 2019, and you'll see all of those links. We're talking about in the chat room, and you're in the chat room, right, Tony?
Yeah. Where am I here? I'm somewhere. what my number is? I had my number. Wow, that thing moved that much?
We have busy chatters.
Yeah, I see this. 635 Annan 6354.
That's who I thought you were. Yes. Okay. Okay, we were talking about chicken feet and bone broth and other things regarding building collagen. I mentioned Great Lakes gelatin, which does kind of the same thing as pectin. But when you get right down to it, there are things that you can do. But given that that stress creates a lot of the diseases that people now have, you can eat chicken feet every day. You can take something every day. You can eat organic every day. And what you're going to have is organic stress.
Exactly. Because organics don't exist. They haven't since 1960.
Right, but okay, if you could eat chicken feet every day and you would still have the disease if it was caused by stress.
Okay, take it to another level, Deanna. Stress would not be the cause. Stress would be the catalyst. Okay, if you already got components inside your body that are altering your genetic code and your DNA or creating a short circuiting in the communications of the network in your body, then the stress isn't the problem. The stress would be a catalytic aspect to what's already going on.
Mm-hmm.
From my personal research and all this, everything that I've ever thought and learned in the past, I had to reevaluate everything because nothing's working now like it did 20, 30 years ago. 20, 30 years ago, people were not as saturated with chemtrail fallout, with nano exposure in the food supply, with nano exposure in the water mm-hmm. table. So a lot of the things, and we've been exposed to nano since even prior to the 60s. But okay. I started at the 60s. So when you're looking at the exposure and the saturation levels that people are dealing with, and then on top of that, we're getting hit with frequencies from every angle. Cell phones, iPads, phone towers, towers outside.
Back. All right. We're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.